What happens when your daughter starts following strangers home, convinced that angels have replaced her parents' souls? For one wealthy family, their Yale student's descent into psychosis led them everywhere except where they needed to go. Meditation retreats, life coaches, naturopaths, anything but a psychiatrist. When they finally relented and Elena received treatment, something remarkable happened. Within 3 weeks, the delusions vanished. Her natural personality returned as if awakening from a nightmare. Yet her parents remained unconvinced, stopping her medication and watching helplessly as the symptoms crept back. This tension between psychiatry's power to heal and society's reluctance to trust it reveals how far we've come and how far we still need to go. Before psychiatry became medicine, it was theater. Franz Anton Mesmer, an 18th century showman, claimed he could cure mental illness by manipulating magnetic energy flows through strategic touching. His theories were nonsense, eventually debunked by a committee led by Benjamin Franklin. Yet Mesmer revolutionized something crucial. He proposed that mental illness wasn't punishment for sin or unchangeable destiny, but a treatable medical condition stemming from disrupted physiological mechanisms. This radical idea that madness could be cured planted the seed for modern psychiatry, even if his methods were pure spectacle. The field spent the next century oscillating wildly between romantic intuition and rigid biological research, neither approach yielding real results. While other medical fields advanced with x-rays and anesthesia, psychiatrists remained glorified caretakers, offering compassion but little hope. Enter Sigmund Freud, psychiatry's most paradoxical figure, simultaneously its savior and its curse. Originally a rigorous neurologist, Freud's concept of the unconscious mind transformed how we understand ourselves. He dissected the psyche into the primal id, the virtuous superego, and the pragmatic ego mediating between them. Mental illness, he proposed, arose from conflicts among these internal forces. In autumn 1902, Freud sent postcards to four local physicians, inviting them to weekly discussions in his modest Vienna apartment. This humble gathering would become an international movement. But Freud made a fatal error. He treated his theories as religious doctrine requiring absolute loyalty. Alfred Adler questioned sexual interpretation, excommunicated. Carl Jung pursued spiritual dimensions, cast out. This dogmatism ossified promising theory into unchangeable faith. Psychoanalysis conquered America not through scientific validation, but through historical accident. Hitler's rise forced Jewish psychoanalysts to flee Europe, many settling in New York as intellectual royalty. By 1960, psychoanalysts occupied nearly every major position in American psychiatry. They transformed psychiatric training into ideological indoctrination. Medical students underwent mandatory personal psychoanalysis, effectively a purity test. Question the dogma? You'd be diagnosed with a personality disorder. Psychoanalytic doctrine viewed mental illness as infinitely variable, stemming from unique unconscious conflicts that couldn't be categorized. This opposed the idea that mental disorders could be reliably diagnosed. A 1949 study revealed psychiatrists agreed on diagnoses only 20% of the time. Imagine visiting five doctors for chest pain and receiving five completely different diagnoses. That was mid-century American psychiatry. The crisis peaked in 1973 when psychologists David Rosenhan sent eight healthy people to psychiatric hospitals complaining of hearing voices. All were diagnosed with schizophrenia, and none were detected as imposters despite acting normally after admission. Insurance companies slashed mental health benefits, citing psychiatry's lack of credibility. Robert Spitzer, who'd once experimented with orgone accumulators before debunking such pseudoscience, proposed a radical shift as chair of the DSM-3 task force. Remove cause from diagnosis. Instead of diagnosing based on presumed unconscious conflicts, psychiatry would identify disorders solely through observable symptoms that caused distress, impaired functioning, and persisted over time. On May 12, 1979, the Chicago Assembly approved DSM-3 with a standing ovation. This single vote permanently banished psychoanalytic theory from diagnosis and refocused psychiatry on treating severe mental illnesses with reliable, evidence-based criteria. For over a century, psychiatry's treatments were horrifying. Physicians injected patients with malaria to induce fever, overdosed them with insulin to produce brain-damaging comas, and performed lobotomies using ice picks hammered through eye sockets. Walter Freeman personally performed 2,500 such procedures, transforming troublesome patients into compliant zombies. The lobotomy's inventor won the Nobel Prize in 1949. Genuine breakthroughs emerged through serendipity. In 1950, French surgeon Henri Labouret noticed that antihistamine chlorpromazine produced remarkable calm in surgical patients. When administered to Jacques, a violently psychotic schizophrenic, the results were miraculous. Within days, he became calm and cooperative. Unlike sedatives that simply knocked patients unconscious, chlorpromazine actually diminished psychotic symptoms. By 1964, over 50 million people worldwide had taken the drug. Similar accidents produced imipramine for depression and lithium for bipolar disorder. These medications offered something psychiatry had never provided, genuine hope for recovery. Technology revolutionized psychiatry by revealing the living brain. In 1976, Eve Johnstone used CAT scan technology, ironically funded by Beatles record profits, to expose the first physical brain abnormality in mental illness, enlarged ventricles in schizophrenia patients. MRI technology followed, revealing specific abnormalities, smaller hippocampi in schizophrenics, altered brain chemistry in depression, hyperactive amygdalae in anxiety disorders. Meanwhile, Aaron Beck revolutionized talk therapy while attempting to validate Freudian theory. Observing depressed patients, he noticed streams of distorted automatic thoughts, not buried anger. This birthed cognitive behavioral therapy, the first evidence-based psychotherapy with defined instructions, specific goals, and finite sessions. Unlike psychoanalysis's endless childhood exploration, CBT focused on changing current thought patterns and proved effective for depression, anxiety, OCD, and ADHD. Together, brain imaging and evidence-based therapy transformed psychiatry from speculation into legitimate medical science. Despite scientific advances, stigma remains psychiatry's greatest enemy. Mrs. Kim, a wealthy 66-year-old, was hidden in her family's home for 30 years with untreated schizophrenia, shame preventing life-changing care. Yet change is happening. Hollywood now offers nuanced portrayals like A Beautiful Mind and Silver Linings Playbook. Celebrities speak openly. Jennifer Lawrence questions why brain medication carries stigma while heart medication doesn't. Glenn Close founded an anti-stigma organization. Patrick Kennedy advocates despite his own challenges. Science continues advancing. Genetic patterns, brain imaging, targeted medications, innovative therapies. When Elena's parents finally accepted medical treatment after holistic experiments failed, she recovered completely over 6 months, resumed education, became a sculptor, and married. Her story proves what's possible. Even with severe mental illness, recovery and thriving are achievable. Psychiatry now possesses effective treatments for mental illness. What remains is eliminating the stigma that keeps people suffering in silence. Your brain deserves the same compassionate, evidence-based care as your heart. Mental illness isn't weakness. It's a medical condition with proven treatments. The journey from Mesmer's magnetic theatrics to modern neuroscience has been turbulent, marked by devastating failures and miraculous breakthroughs. Today, for the first time in history, we possess genuine tools to heal minds once considered broken. Psychiatry's transformation from stage show to legitimate medicine proves that even our most stubborn mysteries yield to scientific inquiry and compassionate persistence. The future belongs to those brave enough to seek help and wise enough to offer it without judgment.